Hale. This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Catherine Austin Phipps. Now, I don't know how many of you know Catherine, but she at one time held a very high position in the government and actually tried to expose some of the corruption that was going on there at the time. Of course, you don't necessarily get an award for trying to expose the corruption in government, and there were some complications that befell her because she was trying to expose what was really going on. She's certainly worked in Wall Street. She's been a major investment counselor and run firms of her own at the present time. Why, she certainly has a financial consulting service. But we're not going to be necessarily talking about financial consulting or any of these other stories, although we've interviewed Catherine in the past and gone into that. But recently I received an email where she was talking about the swine flu epidemic and the fact that she felt this perhaps had to do with the population. Now, of course, it's very difficult for most people to really believe that there are people in the world who certainly want to have worldwide depopulation. In other words, to kill off a large part of the world's population because there are too many people in the world. And, of course, we know there's some people who support the concept of abortion and some people support euthanasia. And some people just think that there really are too many people in the world and would be better off without so many. But are there really people who have a much more aggressive agenda? Well, certainly I was quite intrigued with this email, so I called Catherine, asked her to come on to our program today to explain what she's thinking about and, of course, or how the swine flu epidemic could have anything to do with worldwide depopulation. Catherine, thank you so very much for being with us.
Hi, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks. I haven't talked to you for some time.
I know.
Well, anyway, please go ahead and pick up the story about, why would you even think about, of course, I might think about this
thing.
Well,
normally I wouldn't write about anything like that because, my beat is investment and finance.
I know.
And but I, in the process of doing what I do, I have a fair amount of clients who've had experience with Lyme disease or chronic fatigue, and I've ended up investigating and researching. I had a client who was very active, had two children, one adopted, one natural, who both had came down with autism after having vaccinations. Anyway, and each one of them has sort of introduced me to the documentaries and information about all this stuff. And so I've taken, my father was a surgeon, and I just unfortunately he taught me too much about what was really going on. And so I have a very different view, all the time from as a young child on how healthcare in this country really works. And, as you are familiar with all the different sort of healthcare knowledge that's been suppressed. Anyway, but, in the healthcare field, things are not as they seem. And normally it's not my beat. I wouldn't talk about it. But what is my beat is, I have a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge as a portfolio strategist, including for the federal government and the federal budget. And I'm very familiar with the actuarial assumptions that go into different parts of the federal budget. And if you look at what's happened to us economically, I tried very hard in Washington during the 90s to persuade a variety of people, to adopt the public policies we needed if we were going to protect and ensure retirement savings for the baby boomers. And I had a whole agenda. I've described it. I have a whole story called Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Prison Profits. And if you go, you can go to my website and read the story. And it sort of tells all the issues that were going on in Washington at that time. And I was I was appalled when the housing bubble and the debt bubble began, because what it meant was, instead of doing the things we needed to do to really strengthen our economy, strengthen small business, strengthen communities, household wealth, and make sure the pension funds were strong, we were embarking on essentially a process that was going to shift all of the savings in the country out of the country into investments and leave the boomers high and dry and really strip the economy. And I was appalled at the time, and I could only figure that we were planning on a much smaller population, both in the United States and globally. If you look at the industrialization of agriculture and what was happening with the WTO, we were basically going to, you know, force 3 billion people off the land as farmers and into the cities, and, you know, it just looked like madness to me. And so I've tried to keep track and watch it. And it, now in the United States, if you look at what's happening in the federal budget, and our inability to pay for health care and retirement for the baby boomer, something has to give, Stan. I mean, there's a real disconnect between what we've promised people and the resources that we've provided to pay for them. I mean, essentially, we, in the last year and a half, took $12 to $14 trillion and gave it to the banks.
Right.
You know, well, that's kind of the last money in the storehouse. And so the question is, you now have a huge cohort of people, and you've made them lots of promises, and there's a real question, you know, you've just given away or stolen all the resources, and the well is dry. So the question is, what are you going to do now? Well, either you have to bring a lot of technology out of the closet and radically change our society, or you've got to downsize. And so suddenly pops up the swine flu, and then the vaccination. And we know that the, we're being told all around the world that the swine flu is no more dangerous than, you know, the flu that happens every year. And suddenly we're watching tremendous effort being made to push for vaccination, even a mandatory vaccination, both in the United States and worldwide. And I took one look at this and said, whoa, this makes me really nervous, because from every healthcare practitioner I look to and trust is saying this stuff is really dangerous, this is really bad.
Well, of course, especially if they're going to put the squalene in it, and the squalene, it really is a very, very dangerous adjuvant. We know that this was in the Gulf War vaccines, were given to the Gulf War veterans, and we know almost a third of them came back very ill, and certainly over, these are young, healthy people, over 80,000 of them are no longer living as of January of last year, and of course, there may be a lot more that are no longer living. That's a nice way that the government has of saying, they're dead. We killed them. No, but they don't really say we killed them. They're just, well, these are the young, healthy men who went off to fight for freedom in Gulf War I, 1991. And over 80,000 of the 690,000 are no longer living, which is over
10%. Right, and what about the ones who are living but miserably?
Absolutely, and we should be concerned about them as well. But certainly there have been extensive studies showing that the same adjuvant that they're talking about putting in this vaccine that they want to give not only one shot but two shots of to every American, an adjuvant that could only be included because of this is massive pandemic and this terrible emergence and we have to do something or hundreds of people might die or thousands of people might die, or hundreds of thousands of people might die if we don't do something. So we're willing to take the chance. And I've seen this phrase used, well, we're willing to take the chance. Well, I'm not willing to take the chance. I mean, they don't have the right to gamble with my life or the lives of my friends or my family. And yet they have said they're willing to take the chance with a massive program with an untried vaccine. And I share your concern.
Again, speaking as a financial person, because a lot of my way of understanding the world is I do what's called mapping the financial ecosystems. Whenever there's an event, I just map out sort of, I ask the question, qui bono, who benefits, who makes money, who loses, who wins, and why.
Hold that thought, Catherine. We've got to go to a break, but I want to get to it as soon as we get back here at Genesis.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Catherine Austin Fitz, and we're talking about her analysis as she looks and sees what goes on, and then, of course, she tries to figure, well, who's benefiting from all of this? So you pick up the story there, Catherine.
Right, so we were talking about mapping financial ecosystems, and what's been happening, Stan, is that for years now, you'll start to see people in the financial market say, oh, the market's about to crash, you know, things don't work, we're going to see a big correction. And then, of course, that doesn't happen. Instead, what we see is an event. So we see 9/11, and then we see the war in Afghanistan, and then we see war in Iraq. And literally, you're watching an economy, I call it the slow burn, where insiders can always keep financial assets subsidized by literally doing something forceful that pulls resources from the outsiders back into the insiders. I mean, think of it like a body in trauma. When your body's in trauma, it hoards the blood for the vital organs and cuts the blood off to the toes and the hands and the limbs, right? Well, we've got an economy that hoards the blood for the toes and the limbs and cuts the blood off for the heart and the mind. And what we're really seeing is a political challenge between a group of people who want to control and everyone else. And this really is not ultimately about money. I mean, it is in one sense about strategic resources, but more than anything, it's about control. And what we're watching is not a failing economy. This economy is succeeding for the people who are running this economy. What we're seeing is a fundamental reengineering of society and the economy to produce central control and to prune out those industries and activities that are not needed any longer to support the people who want to control, and don't want them using up resources to support the middle class.
And there really are people who have a different worldview. I think this is what's so hard to understand, is that these people really do control the financial system, and they're holding back, of course, loans. They've cut off loans, and as a result of that, the economy is simply starving. And the economy can't recover if people can't get loans through the banking system.
I have something called Solari Circle. It's sort of a combination between an investment club and a financial action club. I always tell people, don't worry about if there is a conspiracy. If you're not in one, you need to start one. So I think everybody should have a conspiracy. We were talking about whether or not if we could determine the investment strategy for planet Earth, where would we shift money? How would we shift money? And so one of the things I said, well, let's pretend that total wealth on planet Earth, if it was fully, if we were as wealthy as a healthy economy could be, let's say that's 100%, where are we now? And in the survey, everybody said we were, anywhere from less than 1% to less than 20%. And the primary reason was not the failure to do things. It was the sort of negative things that the people controlling things and trying to centralize. So, for example, I will tell you, if you unsuppressed healthcare and energy technology, the economy would be just fine. It would be just fine. Don't you think?
Oh, I think so, and we know we have some of the largest supplies of natural gas anywhere in the world, and government's doing everything they can to keep that natural gas here in the United States, in Louisiana, and a couple of the other states, from being developed. You're talking about, 220,000 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. I mean, unparalleled anywhere in the world. We have tremendous amounts of oil and oil shale and oil off our coast and oil in Alaska and in the Arctic Wildlife Reserve. And they will not allow us to develop our own energy and become energy independent. Certainly, you're absolutely right. As far as healthcare is concerned, there is no problem facing medicine today that a new government program won't make worse. The reason we have a crisis in healthcare is because of the government, because they've told the people to eat the wrong sorts of things. They've withheld effective treatments for cancer, which are available and which are not allowed in this country. And people say, why would they do that? Well, I think that Catherine started it out quite well in saying that there are really too many people, according to their
honestly,
point of view.
I don't think the government's in control. And I think that's part of the problem.
Right. Somebody is in control.
What?
Don't you think that somebody is in control?
I think somebody is in control, but I also think one of the things, if this turned wrong any place, in 1947 and 1949, we passed two acts of Congress that basically set up something called the black budget. And then we made a series of other changes between, say, 1950 and 1980 that essentially allowed corporations to control the technology and to control the cash flows. And so for 60 years in this country, you've had essentially an unlimited amount of government money financing a group of private contractors to build the most powerful technology in the world without any congressional or governmental oversight. And you know, so now you literally have a very significant secret government that you know, is not accountable to anybody and has unbelievably powerful technology and money. And, you know, that's what we're facing here. And I don't think, you know, if you and I were elected and put in the Oval Office tomorrow, you know, it's not, we wouldn't run that government.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. I think that Barack Obama is simply a figurehead for the power elite, call it what you will. And I think George Bush and Bill Clinton, they all simply played the part because they wanted the power, but they really didn't hold the power. They were simply figureheads for this, call it what you will.
And I'm not saying that somebody, I mean, I think people in that, I think it makes a difference who's in those positions. You know, not just the president, but the president appoints hundreds if not thousands of political appointees, and the quality of those people really does make a difference. So I think excellence in the day-to-day running of the governmental entity that exists and enlightened and higher minds in those positions always helps. The challenge we have as a nation is that we are financially dependent on the current model. So, you know, my red button story where I asked a group of 100 people dedicated to evolving our society spiritually, would they push a red button if it would stop all narcotics trafficking in their county or community immediately? And out of 100 people dedicated to evolving our society spiritually, only one would push the button because they didn't, you know, they didn't want the stock market to crash and they didn't want us not to be able to finance the government deficit. I mean, the United States government, as of 1999, according to the Department of Justice, laundered $500 billion to $1 trillion a year of all dirty money. We're the global leader in dirty money. So our dependency on organized crime and warfare is immense. And our economic model, and this is a model that we're, you know, all part and parcel with. It's like, no, it's not that anybody has the ability to flip a switch. We print treasury bills in dollars, and then countries around the world hold them because either because we give them access to the U.S. consumer markets, or we have big weapons, and you know, and basically we'll shoot them if they don't.
Well, you held that sovereign.
So, you know, and the, if you look at what our deficits are.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at laysmedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreenClean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreenClean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreenClean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Catherine Austin Fitz. And before we go on, Catherine, would you like to get out your website?
Sure. My website is solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com.
And, of course, if they wanted to get information on financial counseling, how would they reach you?
Well, just if you I don't talk about that publicly. We just do that by word of mouth. But the best thing to do is to just go to solari.com. There's a blog. And we publish something called the Solari Report, which I really encourage for people who are just getting to know us.
All right. Well, I will tell you that Catherine certainly is one of the most interesting and certainly knowledgeable people out there as far as finance is concerned, having had an opportunity to work both in key positions in government and in independent finance. And are you sort of in semi-retirement now, or are you just...
No. Oh, no, no. We just started two new businesses. No. Oh, heavens.
Right. Well,
I'm kind of starting my next career here.
All right, fine. Well, let's go ahead with your analysis of really what's going on today. And, of course, the initial thesis was that there really are people who want to limit the number of people, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. Instead of doing what was logical to try to set aside money for the pensions and the health care of the elderly, they did exactly the opposite.
I mean, right, and I don't know that they want to do that. I only know what the financial, you know, when you work in Washington at a high level, it's always amazing because I'm a money person. I'm working with a budget, and I'm in the sort of in the room while people are making decisions and deciding what they're going to do. And then you see what's reported in the media about the decisions made, and it bears no relationship. Stand to, you know, the two have nothing to do with each other, and so you get used to this incredible dissonance of what you're really doing versus what's described. And, of course, this dissonance has gotten worse the more dependent we are on this very unhealthy economic model. Anyway, so I'm used to seeing that dissonance, and all I can tell you is both in the 90s when I saw the decisions being made about the housing bubble, nothing in my life has ever scared me to the bone because I realized my family, my friends, you know, the people I love are in terrible danger. And I spent years trying to warn people, and they had no idea what I was talking about. You know, they just said, well, the economy looks good. They didn't realize it all depended on debt. And they didn't realize that financially that they were losing their financial sovereignty and security. They just didn't somehow see it. It was a very, really horrible experience. Anyway, so we've reached where we've reached, and now I'm seeing what's happening in the money. And the question is, this fall and over the next year, how in the world do we reconcile the, you know, the growing deficits and the rising unemployment and the rising need for unemployment compensation? We now have one out of nine Americans on food stamps. So about 11-12% of Americans on food stamps, and of course Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security needs for health care. So you're watching a huge and growing deficit and the retirement savings of the boomer shrinking, and you're saying, what's the exit plan here? What's the plan? What's the strategy? So when the flu came up, and such a hullabaloo was made by a flu, which all the healthcare practitioners I know are reporting is not serious. You know, just back to the mapping financial ecosystems, the financial ecosystems were flashing warning. This is a problem.
And I think one only has to, and the latest figures, I think probably 1,000, no, maybe a 200 people, 300 people have died throughout the entire world. I mean, we here see headlines, you know, and some of the things I'm writing about, two people died in South Africa and one person died in India where they got 1.25 billion people, and they're suddenly making an issue out of this, and we don't know whether they already had other serious medical problems. Most of the people who died in America and the United States have had other serious medical problems, and the flu is only an incidental thing, and yet we have never seen such a massive propaganda campaign focusing the attention on the American people on the danger of this imminent recurrence,
you know,
of a pandemic.
For many years, most Americans I know can't fathom that something like this could be engineered as a disinformation campaign or a propaganda campaign. They can't imagine that such a thing could go on. And one of the reasons I wrote the article is because such things can and do go on. I mean, they're, at this point, we've reached that level of duplicity, and it is a, you know, it is a global situation. So, you know, it's hard for many people to fathom because it's so evil. And I don't think that there could be as much resistance to this vaccination if it wasn't for all the efforts of many, many families who's been harmed by the various things that you and I have talked about. And to me, that's a critical mass. Somebody pointed out there was a video up on the swine flu vaccination. It was very good. And one person pointed out to me, this is Cliff High of the WebBot Project, that his mapping of videos that were good on swine flu and sort of negative on swine flu had already, as of 2 weeks ago, gotten 60 million hits. Now, that's pretty extraordinary.
Well, I'm just hoping and praying that the American people, when they're told, you've got to take this vaccine, you know, it's for your health, we're from the government, we're here to help you, and I hope they're going to say, no way am I going to take your vaccine. It's an experimental vaccine. And, well, you may tell us it's safe, but how do you know the effect's going to be 6 months down the line when you've only tested it for about three or four weeks at the most? I mean,
Right. We're
talking about having this vaccine ready by the end of October. How do they know it's safe and effective? How do they know it's effective? And certainly they were told, well, the virus might mutate, and if the virus should mutate, then millions of people
could
die.
How long does it take to prepare and research and test a vaccine properly?
Well, properly, it would take many years, probably 4 or 5 years at the most, but certainly they could, but we're not going to do that. We're talking about a rush job, taking a chance, and they actually use the phrase, well, we're willing to take the risk. Well,
they're not, because the government has indemnified the vaccine makers.
That's right.
They're not liable.
And then, of course,
in fact, they're not willing to take the risk.
Absolutely. Well, it's the public health officials who are willing to take the risk. And I say, fine, go ahead and inject all the public health officials and all the government officials, but leave the public alone. If anybody wants to take the vaccine, fine, but you should tell them ahead of time that they cannot sue the vaccine manufacturers because they don't believe in their products, number one. And second, that if they are permanently incapacitated, they can sue the government, and lots of luck.
Right. Suing the federal government is very problematic. It's very problematic.
Well, I think the biggest thing is, Catherine, there really are people out there who really believe in population control. And if you read their writings, and I've written a monograph, it's up on my webpage called the Population Control Agenda Monograph, where we quote many, many people who want to get rid of 50% of the world's population, 60%, 70%, 80%. Certainly there's some people who want to get rid of 95% of the world's population to bring the earth back into balance with nature. And when we have people like that working all across our country and the media never tells us what's going on, I think we have reason for concern, especially when they want to vaccinate the entire population with an experimental vaccine. And they admit it's a risky thing to do.
What is the chance that, because, of course, the big health problem we have in America is not any one thing. It's the cocktail. It's the cocktail of chemtrails plus fluoridation in the water plus vaccinations plus processed food, plus.
Aspartame.
And what I see, I spent a couple of years just driving around the country. I ended up driving to all 50 states and really seeing a whole, just a huge amount of America. And one of the reasons I drove everywhere is I could no longer understand what was happening in the economy from the official statistics. And so I thought, I'm just gonna drive from place to place and price out how the economy is working. And one of the things I saw was literally Americans were dying of toxicity.
I think you're absolutely right. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here at Genesis.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey solar charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey solar charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Catherine Austin Pitts. We're talking about really what's happening to America. And, of course, we probably have 1 million people with chronic fatigue syndrome, maybe 2 million people with Lyme disease, another couple of million people with chronic fibromyalgia, all new diseases. And certainly we've lost half a million people from the AIDS epidemic, which, according, I wrote a book called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. It was unnecessary. We could have stopped it early. We did not. So many people, of course, are the victims of all of the things that the toxicity that Catherine has talked about. Certainly they're putting aluminum and mercury in our vaccines, and they're going to be full doses of mercury in the swine flu vaccines that they're giving. And certainly we know very well that the fluoride in our drinking water, that many of the products, the food additives that they're putting in our food are harmful, the genetic manufactured food. I share your concern. Catherine, the average person, though, has no idea what's really going on.
Well, I'm not so sure about that. I moved from Washington to Hickory Valley, Tennessee in 1999, and when I first got here and tried to warn family and friends, look, you can't trust the food at the store. You can't. If it comes from a large organization, you can't trust it. You have to, you know, in a court of law, someone is innocent until proven guilty. In the marketplace, you have to assume they're guilty until proven innocent. It's the opposite. And you cannot trust, you know, whether it's food, water, medicine, you cannot trust any big organization. You just can't. They're beholden to, you know, they're almost all financially dependent on a whole system which does not have our best intentions in mind. And people would look at me, you know, they couldn't fathom what I was talking about. They just couldn't fathom that the world could be that evil. And now it's not that way. People really, I had somebody come up to me the other day and say, do you know anything about this new health care bill? And I said, no, I don't. And they said, is it really true that the government can basically give you a shot if you're over 60 and basically have you put to death? And I said, well, I hadn't heard that. But what was interesting about it was that was conceivable to them. And that's a huge change. That's a huge change. You're seeing a disappearance of core support for the system and the government like I've never seen before. And it's very deep and it's very serious.
Well, I'm just so pleased to see the reaction at these town hall meetings they're having across the country, that people are getting incensed. Well, certainly this to me is extremely encouraging, that people are willing to stand up and shout at the congressman.
I'm concerned a lot of that is COINTELPRO. You know, I don't I think a lot of the noisy stuff is pretty organized. But if you listen to the people being interviewed who are just, you know, concerned citizens showing up, they show, for the interviews I've seen, they show a profound understanding that, you know, not only is something very wrong, but it's a symptom of a deeper problem and a real centralization of power, which is unhealthy and out of balance, both for people and for the economy. So I'm seeing a much deeper and very profound and very sensible and mature distrust.
Well, I think that our founding fathers did mistrust our government. That's why they created a constitution that limited the power of federal authority. And, of course, we have all of our politicians swear to uphold the constitution and then immediately start violating their oath by voting all these federal government programs that
are
just frankly
unconstitutional. Well, to uphold the constitution, you have to have a way to enforce the law.
Right.
And the question is, who's going to enforce the law? If you've got private corporations with infinite amounts of money and invisible, you know, weaponry, if a private defense contractor in essence controls the military satellites floating around in the sky and can basically, you know, zap you at any point, then they're going to be in control.
Well, they haven't got right around to zapping me yet, but I always keep looking up there waiting for it to come. And I suppose you're really not very popular either.
There's a wonderful, George Clooney has a wonderful movie called Syriana. And
yes,
I use it, you know, in the Salieri Report, I use movies a lot to explain to people how the world kind of really works. You know, in America, fact is fiction and fiction is fact. And it's a wonderful movie. Have you seen it, Syriana?
Oh, yes, I have. In fact, I've interviewed the consultant for that, Robert Byrd, who wrote the scene.
Oh, fantastic, yeah. Anyway, but it kind of shows you how things really work. And you're reminded again, if they've got the satellites overhead and can knock you out with a missile, well, then you have to do what they say. It doesn't matter if you're you know, the head of a different government. You've got to do what they say.
Well, of course, we have a couple of excellent movies along that line. One is called Enemy of the State with Will Smith, and others called Eagle Eye, you know, and they simply show that they're watching all the time. Well, we're out of time. Catherine, it's been real fun. I appreciate
always
so
a
much
pleasure.
Coming on with me.
Dr. Stan.
Anyway, thank you so much for being
thank
with
you.
Us. Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, that was Catherine Austin Phipson, a very, very intelligent woman who already has had a profound impact. And if you've never read her story, you want to go to her Celeria.com, get her material, and I think you'll be fascinated. But her last name is spelled Fitz, F-I-T-T-S. Catherine Austin Phipson, go to your search engine, pull down her material, and you'll be fascinated, as I am, and you'll come to have a tremendous respect for a woman who went to Washington, D.C. to try to do what was right and ended up getting virtually indicted to try to silence her, to keep her from exposing the powerful forces that work behind the scenes, which, of course, I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you haven't read my book, shame on you. You need to get it. Catherine refers to the evil in the world. Ladies and gentlemen, there is organized evil in the world, and that's why you need to get the book and or the DVD. To hear our talk on the forbidden secret and get the syllabus that goes with that. To hear our talk on the financial Armageddon and get the syllabus that goes with that, because they are in the process of intentionally and purposely destroying our economy so they can impoverish our people. They also have a population control agenda. We have a little monograph on that. It's on my website, the Population Control Agenda Monograph. But we have three talks. One is called Planned Population Reduction, a talk I gave for the Prophecy Club. There's one called the Population Control. There's another called None Dare Call It Genocide. They're all basically on the same theme. There really are people who want to kill off the vast majority of people in the world. And I'm talking about 90 to 95% of the people. Sidney Alex Jones has put out an excellent DVD. It's called Endgame. And he goes into this subject. And we commend you. We offer the DVD. We think it's important. That's Endgame. Until you understand there really are people out there who want to kill off the majority of the people, they want to get our population down to perhaps 500 million. If you've never, of course, heard our talk on the Georgia Guidestones, We have a segment on our website that talks about the Georgia Guidestones, or you can get our Sustainable Development Syllabus, where you'll see the pictures of the Guidestones, and where you'll actually read what's on the Guidestones, and they're engraved in granite monument there in Elberton, Georgia, certainly in 8 different languages. It is the plan that comes from the secret society that built this monument, and nobody knows what the secret society is. Nobody knows who really put up the money. The man called himself R.C. Christian, but many people think that was a pseudonym for Rosicrucian, a secret society that's been around since the 1400s, dedicated to world government, a secret society that worships a different god. But there, engraved in the stone of the Georgia Guidestones, is the point number one, the first commandment from the dark side. It says, maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. And that doesn't sound too bad until you realize there are over 6.5 billion people in the world, and they're talking about eliminating over 90% of them. And these people, believe me, ladies and gentlemen, are deadly serious. And there really are all sorts of new diseases that have been created. And there certainly are poisons that they're putting in our food, like aspartame, and they know it's a poison, like MSG, and they know it's the excitotoxin that destroys the brain cells. They know the disastrous effects of vaccines, and they understand that they've one in every 6 children in America has a neurodevelopmental or a learning disability, 1 in 6 children. So you don't see that in the undeveloped countries. 1 in 9 children has asthma. 1 in every 60 to 90 children is autistic, predominantly boys, and their lives are ruined. And you don't see this in other countries until we started our vaccine programs. You don't see this in the Amish children who are not allowed to take the vaccines because they don't trust the government. And neither should you, because behind it is a powerful and sinister and evil force. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-68-